In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Today's Mass is being offered in honor of St. Anthony of Padua, our patron. Today we have St. Albert the Great. I mentioned him in our sermon yesterday. Remember, he was one who had to spend a long time in purgatory because he himself had taken even just a little bit of self-satisfaction in his own knowledge. He's one of the great doctors of the church and was the teacher who taught St. Thomas Aquinas, one of the great doctors of the faith, whose Summa Theologiae has nourished the faith since the beginning, since those Middle Ages, which were such a great flourishing of Catholic faith. We find within our first reading something that is necessary for us to do, and actually something that I would praise each of you for, because you're doing it. See, this beginning of the book of Maccabees that we have here, we often read through the book of Maccabees during this time when we're tending toward the end of the year. What is it all about? In this first chapter, it speaks about how there was such a change that was going on within the people of Israel that they became conquered by these Greeks. And the Greeks wanted to completely obliterate the culture of the Jews. They wanted everybody to be the same, everybody to be on the exact same page, everybody worshiping the same gods, everybody eating the same way. And so they wanted to make the whole world Greek, as it were. Everywhere they went, they wanted to destroy the culture and the faith of everybody else and put up their culture and their faith, which didn't work out so well for them, as you'll see as you read through the whole of the book of Maccabees. And this brought such a great difficulty in the lives of the Jews, because they knew that they were different from everybody else. They knew that they had a God that was different from everybody else's God, and their God was the one true God. And so because of that, they couldn't bend over and say, well, you conquered us, your gods must be stronger than us. They knew that their God would lead them into places where they would be conquered because of their infidelity. And that would be a movement to draw them away from the ways in which they were unfaithful back to return to the true God. And so they stood firm, and you see this here, where they refuse to pinch incense to these other gods, where they refuse to allow an abomination of desolation, as it says right here, to be placed upon the altar right there. They refuse to eat the things which were unlawful for them to eat, pork and the like. And so they held firm to their traditions. Because of that, that's the only reason why we speak of Jews today, because they understood that they're different. There's a million times over where the Jews should have been wiped off the face of the earth because they aren't the greatest, they aren't the strongest, they aren't the most prosperous peoples to ever have come about. In fact, oftentimes they're the smallest and the weakest, as the scriptures point out. But yet, God was with them, and their adherence, their remaining true to their religion, is why they are remembered even to this day. It's the same for you and me. It's not a question that our faith is attacked on every side, that so many of those, and it boggles our minds why anybody would leave our faith as Catholics to go off and do anything else when Jesus is here. We have him, body, blood, soul, and divinity in the Eucharist. It's just inconceivable how anybody could taste the bread that comes down from heaven and go any other direction. But yet, they do. And so it is for us to remain firm in those things which we have been taught, those ways which have gone before us, and to know that God indeed will be with us in the same way it is in the whole of the Bible, not by changing anything that was handed on, but remaining true and faithful in what God has given us, and recognize that when we go through difficulties, when we go through hardships, when it seems like the rest of the world is prospering and they do things which are different than us and live a life which is easier because they're going along with their own passions and their own desires, well, when we maintain our way, in the end we receive a reward, even if we don't always see the fruit of that reward in the present moment. The book of Maccabees is something to read when you feel persecuted, when you feel like everything is going away from you and you're losing a grasp on what the truth is. Maybe when everybody else seems to be going a different way. The book of Maccabees reminds us to be strong within our faith and to recognize that the God who we serve is greater. And if we remain faithful and rise up in that faith, that God's favor will be found for you and me. Ask the Maccabean martyrs for that great grace to stand firm even when everybody else turns away. Because of their faithfulness, their stories are told to this day, and because of their faithfulness, you and I can be inspired to remain true and strong in the midst of great persecution and difficulty today. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen. Jesús preguntó al hombre, ¿qué quieres que haga por ti? Es una frase importante para nosotros en tiempos de inconstancia de oración. Date cuenta que Jesús no ignoraba su deseo, pero aunque lo conocía, quiere escuchar su confesión. Quiere que el hombre nombre lo que quiere a Dios, mientras esto en su presencia. ¿Cuántas veces nos desanimamos en la oración cuando nuestras peticiones quedan sin respuesta? ¿Cuántas veces nos apartamos de Dios cuando nuestra vida se vuelve difícil? ¿Cuántas veces sentimos que dudamos de Dios porque hay muchos obstáculos en nuestro camino? Debiéramos tomar el ejemplo de este ciego hoy. Tardó en llamar la atención de Dios, o al menos le pareció que Jesús pensaba de largo, que Jesús no se fijaba en él. Pero en la realidad es que Jesús estaba supremamente concentrado en este hombre. No quería simplemente sanar sus ojos. Él quería saciar la última pieza de fe expresada del hombre. Quería llevarte a una fibra de fe. Entonces estaría listo para la cuestión, lista para la curación. Solo cuando se hubiera permitido parecer un tanto a los que de toda la gente por crecer, que Jesús se preocupaba por sus necesidades. Solo entonces estaría listo para el encuentro personal. Pero Jesús siguió esperando que él nombraba su necesidad en su presencia. Jesús puede hacer lo mismo por ti y por mí. Cuando no somos escuchados durante un tiempo, cuando sentimos que nos tambaleamos en nuestra fe, Jesús quiere saciar una urgencia de confianza y abandonado. Entonces, cuando finalmente estamos perdidos, cuando por fin ve que Jesús no ve, nos desfalla a que le hagamos llegar con valencia nuestra petición. Quiere que nombremos la cosa que más necesitamos, y esta cosa es a menudo la que más quiere darnos. No te dejas llevar por el desánimo. Sigue gritando. Él está esperando para sanarte. Permítanme terminar con esta palabra de San Agustín, el gran doctor de la Iglesia. Él se dice: todo el objeto de la vida es la curación de los ojos del corazón que podamos contemplar. A este fin se celebran todos los sagrados misterios. Se predicaba la palabra de Dios. Le hacen las exhortaciones morales de la Iglesia, es decir, las que se refieren a corrección de las costumbres y a la renuncia a este mundo. No solo de palabras, sino mediante un cambio de vida, a este fin se dirigen las divinas escrituras, para que nuestro ojo interior sea purificado de aquello que nos impide contemplar a Dios. Recuerda esto, que la oración lo consigue todo. Sigue rezando, si fue enfoque está en ti, no importa cómo le siento. En el nombre del Padre, del Hijo, del Espíritu Santo.